Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Hello and good evening. How is everybody doing tonight? I'm in a great mood. It's Friday. It's summer. It's Wisconsin. We're doing Nightlight. We're coming together, talking about the things we love. Great to have you with me, wherever you're joining us from, all over the great state of Wisconsin. It's going to be my last show for about a week. You know, it's desperate when you're taking a week off and you say, technically you have 5 days off, five work days, but I'm including the 2 days on either end of the 5 days. So I'm saying I have 9 days off.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's true. Yeah. I mean, four of them I'd have off anyway, but this will be my last show. Well, and Conrad, you'll be here though, running the board. We got some fun stuff planned for my week off, but so there will still be Nightlight and there will still be some highlights and it'll be a lot of fun. So I hope you still tune in. And, but this will be the last live show for a week and then we'll be back live again on the 19th. Very excited. I got a great show. We're going out with style here with, we have Stuart Waddles will join me at 7:35. We're going to have an 80s talk. We're going to talk about our favorite 80s game shows, cartoons, country music, pop. I almost said regular music. That would have got me in trouble with the country music fans. 80s music. And we're going to look for our forgotten 80s songs that we really like. And that's tonight's question. What is a great name, or I should just say, name a forgotten song from the 80s that you really like? Not one of the, you know, we play some of them on the show. Come On, Eileen, Our House from Madness. There's so many great songs from the 80s. And obviously there's Michael Jackson and there's Madonna. But what are some of the songs from the 80s that we might have forgotten about? And I hear these a lot because in Marinette, where I live, when I'm at the grocery store, somehow they found 80s B-sides. And they play them. So I have an unfair advantage here. So we're going to play some of those and Stuart and I will discuss those, but I want to hear yours. What is a forgotten song from the 80s? That is tonight's question. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Conrad, as always, is riding shotgun tonight.
Yes, I am.
This is a special night of the week as it's become known as what?
Bar Band Friday.
Bar Band Friday night here at Nightlight, where we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr, the award-winning Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr, will join us tonight with some great new music for Bar Band Friday night, like she does every week. Always fun to talk to Terry. And I want to say the last 2 weeks in a row, she's brought us two songs. Was
yeah.
2 weeks yep. in a row we did that, right? So that was kind of fun, too.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm gonna talk to her. We have to see. We had Radio for Pets on last night, and I thought those guys, they were so fun. They were fun to talk to, and I really liked their music. And you know what I didn't realize, Conrad, when I left here? I realized how they sort of changed the composition of their songs to make it more radio-friendly. Because when you listen to them on Spotify, their stuff is more punk and headbanging.
Oh, okay.
It was great. I mean, it was really good. I was like, probably doing 90 miles an hour because I like the music so much. That's not good either. But, you know, and then they kind of tempered it for the studio and for the show, which worked really well, too, in the studio. So those guys were a lot of fun. I'm gonna name drop tonight when Terry's here and see what she says about Radio for Pets. So, hey, you know what would be fun? Maybe we could pull part of that and play it for Terry and show her some new music. What do you think about that, Conrad?
There we go.
I think we could line that up. Give her a couple of minutes. Pete and Conrad aren't music idiots. We know what we like. So Terry will be here, as usual on Friday nights. She is here every Friday night at 8:35, Bar Band Friday. Stuart's here at 7:35. Our question of the night, name a great forgotten song from the 80s. This is fun. Conrad, do you know any 80s music? I feel like you're kind of left out here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not the guy, right?
I'm not the guy you'd go to for 80s questions.
I know you're not the go-to guy, but like, no, but like when I was growing up, like, your 80s were my 60s, kind of. So I did kind of find a lot of music from the from the 60s when I was, you know, about your age. Oh, this is funny. I just saw the sheet is updated. Tom Lennon's birthday is today. Yeah. Happy birthday to
54
friend of Nightlight, Thomas Lennon, who was just here on Wednesday. Was he Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, that was a fun interview. And some good stuff. So, okay, I got to start the show by saying I might have overdone it on allergy medicine. So I want you to keep an eye on me, Conrad. Did you bring your medical bag?
I did not.
Okay. We have a first aid kit here in the...
Somewhere.
We have to have one, right?
Yeah, we do.
That's a bad sign, too. Well, somewhere. Yeah, probably. We should know where it is, right? It's like knowing where to shut the water off in the event of a flood. So I took some extra. So if I start having heart palpitations, just be ready, okay?
I thought I'd be worried, like, you falling asleep. It's not the drowsy one?
No, I think... Allergy medicine can make you kind of hyper, right?
It's either or.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two kinds. That one can make you drowsy, one can make you hyper.
And I said be ready. What do you think that means?
Just being like, if you fall asleep, hey, Pete.
Okay, that's good. I thought you were going to say to take over the show. I'm like, no, call 911. So there's that. And then here's a follow-up to yesterday. When we opened the show yesterday, I talked about this gas station I stop at sometimes when I come into town. Now, when I drive home at night, my windshield is covered with bugs. It's terrible. So usually I'll wipe it off at night. Then I'll drive into Green Bay. I'll wipe the windshield off again. This is a daily thing, part of my commute. I was in a hurry the other day. I got here like after 6:30, but I pulled over in the gas station and there was no windshield fluid. With the scrape wiper dealio. So I had to walk over. I was kind of annoyed. I'm like, change your, you know, you're doing a service here. I'm paying you money, filling my car up. So I go over and I wipe my windshield off. And I was kind of annoyed. And my little protest was I put it back in the one closest to me. So there were two windshield wipers in that thing where there was no fluid. So today, part three of the saga, I drive past the gas station. The two wipers, this is day two, they're still in that thing. Is anybody working at this gas station?
They do not care about the fluid.
They don't care. I thought that was hilarious. If I wasn't going on vacation, I would track this. I would make this a thing. I would write headquarters. But my guess is by the time I get back from vacation on the 19th, they'll have it sorted out.
Maybe. So, otherwise, you'll have to bring your own fluid. Maybe.
I have my own fluid, just in case. But I don't know why that irritated me. And this, I thought, too, where we park here, you know, when you can't find street parking, mm-hmm. which is like 90% of the time, we park in the garage. And I'm pulling out last night, and it says 8 miles an hour, speed limit 8. I don't know why that, like, why 8? Like, how do they decide on 8?
Why not 10?
Why not 10 or why not 5? Why 8?
Why not 7?
Why not 7.5? How did they decide an 8? Was there market research done? This corner, if you take it at 9, it's too fast.
Maybe that's the national garage speed limit.
It could be. There could be legislation I'm unaware of. I don't know why that cracked me up. And then the other one, the Facebook check-in. Here's the other thing I don't get. I get a friend request. I always check, see if they're crazy first before I approve them. So I look in and I'm seeing all these check-ins. I'm like, Why are these important? Like, you're not really a Facebook guy, are you?
Not really.
Are you the gram?
I don't really use, I don't know, I don't post anything on anything, really. Just
okay.
Twitter is what I scroll on, usually.
Yeah, Twitter's good for, like, fast news, but it's a cesspool.
It is.
But I don't understand the Facebook. Marjorie checked in at TGI Fridays in 2017. Why is that a thing? Who's game? Somewhere, follow the money, somewhere. Somebody's benefiting from the fact that Facebook lists check-ins, I feel. But I don't know what that is yet. Thoughts?
I mean, they want you to know. They want you to know where they want you to know where they checked in.
Track my movements everywhere? Seems weird. All right, I got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. So here's what I thought was kind of funny. And you found this and sent this to me last night. This is, all right, as you know, folks, Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawktua girl, and this is a press release. It says, exciting news. Haley Welch's official membership fan card is now available. How many people do you think are going to join the Haley Welch fan club? And who are they? Are they old pervy men? Are they girls that look up to her for her Hawk 2-ness? Who, I'm so fascinated as to who is buying, who is joining the Haley Welch fan club.
Well, I'm thinking you are.
We have to. So I'm going to add this to your list while I'm gone. We have to.
Let's get a membership for the studio.
We have to get a membership.
So
Gmail, it's just the penthouse.lifemanagement@gmail. Let's contact them. Let's see if we can get her on the show and say we want to join.
See, we can get a custom message from her, too, and we can play that on air.
I know. But did you know, here's the other thing I thought was funny about this thing. It says, join the exclusive club and enjoy early access to tickets and meet and greet. Tickets for what?
Just meeting her?
I guess so. But then they also say meet. Like, they're so devoid of actual things to offer people here. And the next one is the premium member. You'll also receive VIP meet and greet experience. So there's the general meet and greet, and then there's the VIP meet and greet.
Does that include a Hawk Tua?
I'm scared to ask. Me too moment, Conrad. I don't know if that's appropriate. But then it says exclusive merchandise discounts. And then in the next one, in the premium, you get signed merchandise. It's the same crap. Like, do people read this? What are you getting for your money? And the first one is a quarterly newsletter with updates and behind-the-scenes content. Behind-the-scenes content of what? Special birthday message from Haley. I'm guessing it starts with Hawk.
We could have got Thomas Lennon.
Ends with Tua. Yeah, right. That should be our birthday present to Tom. We should sign him up for Haley Welch.
I'm sure he'd love that.
It's like when I was in high school, we would sign our friends up for the draft. We'd fill out those cards. So horrible. And private fan club meetups, a chance for stalkers to get close enough to inflict harm. I don't get this, but we have to join.
We have
all right,
to.
That is on our list to do. So we're going to do that. That's lots to get to. There's Naked Gun news. I got Onion stuff I want to talk about. Stuart Waddles is here at 7:35 talking 80 stuff. This is a lot of show on a Friday night, folks. We are here to make your Friday better. Our question tonight, name a forgotten song from the 80s that you love. Let us know. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Spirit. See, how are you feeling right now, Conrad? Because I'm about to go on vacation. You just recently had a nice long vacation. Are you like, oh, I'm still like enjoying the effects of my Italy vacation? Or are you like, oh, Pete is a lucky SOB?
No, I'm perfectly fine.
Okay, just, good.
You know, after going on a long trip like that, it is nice to be home sometimes.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, for sure. I told you where I'm going, right?
No.
Iraq.
I doubt that.
There's a Holiday Inn Express. We got a great deal. They have a holodome. We're gonna swim. The kids are gonna do the lazy river at the Iraq Holiday Inn. It'll be fun.
Do you think they got fluid in their gas stations over there?
You know what? It won't matter to me because we are gonna Uber it around Iraq, baby. They have a great people mover there. I'm excited. I'm actually Googling. I'm trying to find songs that I can talk about with Stuart because it's so fun to take these trips down memory lane. And I encourage you as well, Conrad, to just join the conversation. I want you to feel left out because, you know, I'm sure you have if you had to guess or if you had to, you know, venture or contribute, who would you say is your favorite 80s? Person or band?
That's kind of tough. I have to think about it.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. I know I kind of put you on the spot there. So I'm just take your time and and we'll do that. But there's so many that I've forgotten about here, and they, all right, I'm gonna get lost. I can't just sit here on Google while I'm trying to do a radio show, right? This, I want to get to some of these texts too, because we have great, all right, just to repeat, the question tonight is name a great forgotten song from the 80s. And we had some texts, and Tom from New Berlin had one I had on there, and this is one of my favorite songs. It's so great. Echo and the Bunnymen, Lips Like Sugar. Great tune. Can you pull that? Conrad, let's use that tonight. We'll try to get that for In and Out of Breaks. That's a great, great song. He says later 80s. I want to say that was like 86, Tom. I don't know. I'd have to Google. Tom continues with another text. Imagine a golf course when there is no water in the ball in the ball washer.
That happens more than you know.
Does happen. And I have played, when I was a stand-up comic in Chicago in the 90s, I started in like late 1989, we would golf the public courses in Chicago. The courses Kramer on Seinfeld hated. His famous line, I can't go back to the public courses. I can't. I won't. Where they still had the mats. You tee off a mat. And then once you got on the course, it was fine. But they were cheap. They were right in the city. And oftentimes, those ball washers would not have any fluid in them. But, you know, the course wasn't that great. I had crappy clubs anyway, so it's not like the ball had to be washed pristinely.
It's mostly those public courses that, you know, like the national public ones. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like the park ones, the park golf courses. Like, yeah. there's a couple in Milwaukee and around there. Those are the worst kept, like, golf courses I've ever played on.
Yes, they're pretty bad. And that's what these are. These are park district, forest preserve golf courses. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. A forgotten song of the 80s, 1988, that I love is End of the Line by the Traveling Wilburys. Have a good vacation. Thank you, Anna. That's a great one, too. The End of the Line. Who did we have? We had Pat McDonald on the show. What was the name of his band again? I want to find that out. Oh, Timbuk 3. That's right. Traveling Wilburys was George Harrison and Jeff Lynne, I want to say, from ELO. That was a fun band, too. That's a great one. Thank you, Anna. Troy from Madison says, Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere, 1985. Nice, Troy. I remember that song. I can't even remember how it goes. And She Was is another one by the Talking Heads. It's so great. That's not really totally forgotten, but yeah, there's so many good ones out there. So here's another thing I found. I thought this was interesting. I'm Facebook friends with a guy named Pat Proft, who wrote some of the greatest comedies of, you know, the last 30 years, going back, oh, I should say 50 or 40 or 50 years, going back to Airplane, Naked Gun. He was part of that Zucker Brothers, two great Wisconsinites, the Zucker Brothers from somewhere, I think the Milwaukee suburbs. Pat was part of their team, and he was actively involved in the writing of Hot Shots. We played some clips from Hot Shots last week with Lloyd Bridges for his birthday, Naked Gun. He posted this on Facebook, and that's where I saw this article. Naked Gun, the Leslie Nielsen movie that was so funny, is getting a reboot. And Pat said he's very disappointed with what he read because it's basically a beat-for-beat remake. Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy is doing it. And the release says, next summer, the Naked Gun franchise is set to return to theaters with Seth MacFarlane producing and Liam Neeson playing Frank Drebin Jr. I cannot imagine that's going to be good. As great as Liam Neeson is, he's a trained actor. He's been funny. I cannot see him in the Frank Drebin role. He's going to play the son of Leslie Nielsen's character. I don't know how it's beat for beat, but he's going to play the son. Anyway, he says, but one person who has read the script cautions comedy fans not to get their hopes up, pardon me, calling the reboot appallingly unoriginal and a beat-for-beat remake of the film. If you are going to do this, why would you make it a beat-for-beat? Like, you can add gags to this. First of all, you don't need to remake it. The studio should just re-release it and get people's attention on it. Because they're going to spend $100 million to make this thing. It's probably going to be like the Fletch remake. People are going to go, eh. I really don't understand that. And I have a lot of respect for Pat Proft. He's just one of the great comedy writers of the last 50 years. So when Pat talks, people listen. But I really don't understand that. I don't know why you would do that. And I love Seth MacFarlane. I love Family Guy. But that just doesn't make any sense. Pamela Anderson will play the Priscilla Presley role. She's going to be a little brighter than Priscilla Presley's role or character was. That's interesting. And they're also saying the humor in the film is very safe and constrained. Lame, boring, snooze. Being careful not to say anything even remotely offensive to anyone. Instead, it triples down on toilet humor. There's eventually a car chase motivated by Frank Drebin's diarrhea. Oh, boy. So it doesn't sound totally beat for beat. The first one actually sounds a heck of a lot funnier. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? And Elon Musk is the bad guy, apparently. Is that something you'd go see, Conrad?
I don't know. Do I want to see a movie that has diarrhea comedy in it?
Well, Dumb and Dumber. If it's done well.
I guess.
But once it's been done, it's been done. Unless it can you come up with a fresh take? Diarrhea?
If it's like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I know.
Mid-sentence.
It's okay. It's going to be okay. All right. So Stuart Waddles is here. We're talking all things 80s next. Our favorite game shows, sitcoms, songs, forgotten songs. That's tonight's question. What's a great forgotten song from the 80s? Please share it with us, and we will read your answer on the radio. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jim from Appleton says, Adam Ant's music. Jim says he's the only person who didn't get a bump from Live Aid. That was a pretty astute observation, Jim. Thank you. And then Tom from New Berlin again says, Ecstasy song, Dear God. I don't know that song. That's a really forgotten one from my perspective because I don't even know that song. I remember Ecstasy or XTC. I say Ecstasy. Keep those answers coming. This is a question tonight sponsored by our very good friend, Stuart Waddles, who is joining us just here in a minute. Name a great forgotten song from the 80s. Stuart and I are going to talk about some fun 80s stuff, and our question is name a great forgotten song from the 80s. You can stream text us or just text us on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, I will say the app is it's so easy, folks. If you have not downloaded the app, it's a great way to get Nightlight and all your favorite Civic Media shows, and it's a great way to communicate with them, too. You just click on the little text icon, and off you go. It is incredibly easy. Okay, so it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35. Right now, I'm pretty excited. I cannot think of a better way to send myself off. See how I did that, Conrad? In radio, we call it a segue.
There we go.
Okay. Then have one of my old pals help me sort of do a last show here before vacation. And he's here to do that now. He covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, Racine, Kenosha, some Milwaukee. He's a very busy guy, and he's taking time out to hang out with us here on a Friday night, a version of Nightlight. Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey, Pete. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I love that.
I'm a good guest. Now I listen. I listen to the whole show before we start. I'm listening to what's going on.
So you know the score.
And I just wanted to comment on a couple of things.
Yeah, please.
We've got this radio. What?
Oh, where we go? You cut out there for a second, buddy. What was that? Uh-oh, Conrad, we're having issues. Is this my allergy medicine, or is something really happening here? Am I having palpitations?
What's that, bud?
Oh, there's Stuart. Now we got you. We kind of, did we lose Stuart?
Yeah, that might work a little better. I killed that camera. Might have been causing a problem.
I can hear you now. All right. It's good to have you back.
You got me now. I got your ears
missed
on.
Missed you. Got your ears on. 10-4 good, buddy.
Okay. Now we're, yeah, it's good to be here. Like I was saying, I listened to the show before I come on, like a good guest.
Yeah.
And I've had this idea, and I don't know where else to go with this idea, but I think this is the perfect place. We've got this channel in Waukesha, right? WAUK. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we need a walk to a girl? Walk to a? Maybe.
You probably have a line around the block for that. Cashing in.
That went over. That was great. Now, did you like that one, Ed? What's that?
Do you think her coattails are that long? You think there's room for people to hitch their wagon to her star? Stuart?
She's doing events. Oh, there's like people that pay her to come to a bar and like be there.
Well, did you hear the part where we were reading about?
Yeah, there's people that pay her to like come to a bar.
And I don't get that. It's like, to me, it's like, hey, let's have a pretty girl here. Let's get that girl that does that thing. I don't get it. But we did, I will say, can you hear me, Stuart? Oh, I think we're having problems with Stuart Conrad. We should probably.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, there you are. All right. So I don't know if you heard this earlier in the show. We found this, Haley Welch, she posted this on one of her, I think it was her Facebook. It's an official membership fan card. Did you hear us talking about that? Hey, let's
see. Yeah, I did. The walk to a girl or hawk to a.
There he is. Okay. Should we try to get Stuart on the phone, Conrad? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that might.
Okay. Hey, Stuart, can we contact you via what I like to call telephone? We're having some kind of strange delay. Okay, Stuart Waddles is here. I want to say he's in the building, but he's not. He's at his home, but he's with us, and we will make contact with him again momentarily. Tom from New Berlin is the guy tonight with the lyrics. He's in the 414. He says, in regard to XTC, he says, very controversial if you look at the lyrics. So I'll have to, so the song is Dear God, XTC. I don't remember the song. I have to be honest, Tom, but I will look up the lyrics while we're trying to get Stuart back on. And we'll be, I'm going to share some of mine too. I found this is kind of fun when you research all this stuff. When you look back, it helps you take a trip like down memory lane. I have it here, Tom. Dear God, a lonely road crossed another cold state line. I don't even know if I can read it on the air though. So I'm going to look it over during the break, but that's a great suggestion. Conrad, tell people how they can watch Nightlight. Tell people how they can watch the radio while we're waiting for Stuart.
Of course. Yeah. So yeah. We're on Facebook under WGBW or Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, we're under WGBW or Civic Media, and on Twitter or X Civic Media.
Yeah, there you go. So you can watch in the stream. That's fun, too. We can wave at you. Or you can listen on the radio. We're on statewide, and that is fun. So here we go. All right, so I'm going to say Stuart's here. I want to ask Stuart about this. Did you see this comment, Conrad? You shared it with me. I'm assuming you saw it. Did you read it, though? The comment from the...
I read it.
Okay.
That's why I said it was just...
What do you even make of that? But these are her fans. These are the type of people... Here's the comment. I'm going to read it. And this is in response to Haley Welch's Facebook post where she's trying to get people to get an official membership fan card to the Hawk Tua Girl or Haley Welch's social media platforms or her fan club. So there's all kinds of stuff you get that I still don't understand. But somebody put a comment under her Facebook page or under the post, and it says, she's a beautiful young girl and got golden opportunity. I'm going to read it just how it was typed, too. She's a beautiful young girl and got golden opportunity for a few minutes of fame. If she's smart, she'll get a good management team, and hopefully she'll be in movies or TV shows like Yellowstone soon. I don't know if she sings or not, but she should definitely talk to Taylor Swift about fame and how fast it can come and go and what it will do to her. I wish her all the best. She seems like a totally cool chick. So, I don't know. That's who's following Haley Welch. Did Stuart hear me read that, Conrad? Do we have Stuart back? Okay.
Yeah, I got you, bud.
All right. Did you
I can hear you now.
Did you hear what we were talking about with the Hawk Tua girl?
Yeah, it's fascinating.
So, did you hear the comment what the guy wrote?
No, what was the comment?
All right, he says, and this is what he wrote. She's a beautiful young girl and got golden opportunity for a few minutes of fame. If she's smart, she'll get a good management team, and hopefully she'll be in movies or TV shows like Yellowstone soon.
Well, like almost halfway there. If you like cut that in half, yeah, because she immediately got a good management. She's getting paid right now, but I don't see this getting parlayed into anything.
Into Yellowstone, right? They don't, I mean, I don't know if this guy knows, like, I don't really like Yellowstone, but if Yellowstone called and said, hey, you want to be in the show? I'd be like, yes.
Yeah, but they're not going to get her. I mean, I guess maybe like 20 years in the future, it might be like a gimmick thing to put her on something. But again, for now, she's got a manager. She's going to bars. She's getting paid. Like, she's doing appearances and she's making some bank.
Well, speaking of the 80s, she's like the Max Headroom of modern day. So here's what the comment says. It continues. I don't know if she sings or not, but she should definitely talk to Taylor Swift about fame and how fast it can come and go and what it will do to her. I wish her all the best. She seems like a totally cool check. So she does seem like a cool check. I don't know if Taylor Swift is taking that call. She seems kind of busy, but...
Well, I'm sure you feel the same. I just feel like I know way too much about this girl. Like, I've seen videos, and I don't know where they pop up. But there's like one where she's down home in Tennessee taking care of Mama, and she's going and buying groceries for the animal shelter, and she's doing like all these good deeds. So again, she's got somebody guiding her, and hopefully that pays off for her. Good for her.
Isn't it amazing, though, that people fall for that stuff? She seems like a great girl. She's buying food for people. It's like that's all staged. I'm not saying she's not a good person. I'm saying like what you're seeing is a staged, it's a portrayal. Right?
Yeah. I just think that she happened to be in a place, in the right place at the right time with the right upload that just happened to take off.
Yeah.
And there was somebody, and I think that we're seeing in the marketplace that there are these agents that wait for these viral moments to contact these people to say, hey, I've got a network set up where I can get you authorized for this. I can get you this. I can get you into that. I can get you paid to go to a bar. And I think that that's an interesting part. And I've always been to the thought that, you know, I watch all sorts of stupid crap, Pete. People can do all sorts of stupid crap. Whatever they want to do, they can do it. I watch wrestling. I have no legs to stand on here. So if you want to go see the hot Tua girl, sure.
And again, my issue, like, whatever. She seems like a real person. That's great. It's the people that go, we can make money off her, that I find really nauseating. Like,
yeah, but what about the people that are giving up their money? They're willingly giving up their money for it. Nobody's forcing them to do anything.
Yeah. Okay, fair point. I don't have an issue with them either, but I think okay, honestly, if I'm being completely transparent, I think there are better ways these people can spend their money or time.
I'll totally agree with that.
Read Charles Dickens. Watch Seinfeld. You know, go to a state fair and talk to people. It's just like when you're looking for people on these platforms to follow, and that becomes part of your routine. That's just strange.
It's always been a part of, I don't know if it probably predates America, but it's like a part of American culture to have like stars and people that are on the magazines that people look up to. And it's taken a turn now that everybody can get out there.
Right.
And to be honest with you, if you're in the right place, you're in the right time. And maybe not for you, but somebody who's out there that's unknown, go get that money. Get paid while you can.
Absolutely.
Capitalize on it.
Yeah, it's not like the one thing she did that catapulted her to fame wasn't staged. It was just she was just doing her, and it's right. Like okay, that great. That's where it goes. Who do you follow?
I think that's where you get back to somebody. Just to finish that up, I think that's where you get the connection. That's where you get people to part with their dollars when they do see somebody that's real and honest. That they can connect with, because there's so many characters out there that aren't like that.
Very well said. That's a great point. Okay, so before Stuart, I don't know if you heard this. I was talking about Facebook check-ins. I still don't know I don't know what the point of the check-in is.
Advertising dollars.
It's got to be, right? But who are they getting those dollars from? The places that are being checked into? Or just
I think that
clicks?
Once you get people to start checking in, then you can go to, say, the businesses, say, hey, there's somebody checking into your neighbor over there, the guy that sells the same thing that you do. If you give me some money, I'll put an ad on that place because they checked in there, and I'll target them. Because they went to your competitor.
Okay,
so
there you go.
There's a lot of geofencing, and I'm sure you get Chris Morrow on the line. He could tell you more about that.
But for the check-inner, the person checking in, really doesn't gain anything out of that other than more algorithms. It's going to send them, hey, it's TGI Friday's half apps again.
Yeah, you're just giving them more details. I mean, they know where you are anyway, just based on your cell location, but you're just giving them a little bit more detail about everything.
Exactly. Should we jump into some 80s talk? We got to do a quick thing. Let me ask you one thing before we do this. Who do you follow on social media? Do you have people that you follow regularly that you like to hear from that are either celebrities or other news people? Who's Stuart J. Waddles following?
Everything, just everything. That's what's great about it. Like you guys were talking about earlier, for scrolling, it's Twitter, it's X. I follow as many people as I can, as many viewpoints, because ultimately I'm the one who's going to, you know, peruse this information and make the choices of what, you know, what I think about things, and whether that be entertainment, politics, wrestling. So it takes all kinds, Pete, takes all kinds.
Do you have someone you follow that you're not particularly proud of?
Not really. I mean, I mean, you're probably talking about half of the people that I follow, Pete. I mean, they're, like you said, there's a lot of unsavory characters out there, but there's also a lot of good information that's being shared as well. So you kind of take the good, take the bad. And again, there's a lot of awful people out there, but I like that they have a voice so that we know that they're awful. That's why I'm not a big on censorship, because the more that we hear from people, the we know the bigger idiots they show themselves to be. So when Cat Turd posts something, we can all say, wow, what an idiot Cat Turd is.
But I am still going to follow Cat Turd because he's saying the things I would never say.
Yeah.
All right. Stuart J. Waddles is here. We finally got this figured out, and we're going to jam into some 80s stuff coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tom in New Berlin, Lips Like Sugar, Echo and the Bunnymen. Great name for a band, too. Echo and the Bunnymen. I don't know what it means, but I love it. Stuart J. Waddles is here. He is he's the news director for Southeast Wisconsin here at Civic Media. He covers Kenosha, Racine, and some of Milwaukee, and he follows everybody on social media, so you don't have to. Stuart, do you remember?
I'm the Waukesha guy.
He's the Waukesha guy.
Waukesha, you know, you get it. Waukesha.
Totally. And someone's got to do it. So let's talk about this. I love that you wanted to talk 80s, and I always love talking 80s.
It's usually whatever I have in front of me right at that moment. I just kind of toss out because I think I'd happen to be watching some sort of old 80s game show.
Where do you find those? Like Game Show Network?
Yeah, Game Show Network. I think there was I got Plex. I don't know if you know what Plex is. It's one of these apps where you can kind of stream your own stuff, but they've got Plex channels, and they've got a bunch of stuff you can go through, old game shows and things like that.
I have to say, all right, so let's start with game shows. You sent a list. Your 80s game shows are more, you just have more than I do. I have Family Feud, which I liked because I felt like, you know, the answers weren't that tough when you were younger.
Yeah, it was good for the family.
It was good for the family. And Price is Right. That was about it for me with game shows.
Well, those I didn't even toss in because I thought those were givens. I thought, yeah, of course, Price is Right. And they watch those all the time. But I had some deep cuts because I guess I watched a lot of game shows in the 80s. And the first one, the Sale of the Century, I think I just remember because of the intro. It just had a good opening theme.
Oh, let's find that. Conrad, let's see if we can find it. I just saw that you put the link there. You got Bumper Stumpers? I don't remember that one.
You know, I was looking it up. I'm not sure if that was the American name. There was a game show where they put up license plates, and you had to guess what the license plates were trying to spell out.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, you did a deep dive here. This is impressive. Because I don't – these are like B-side game shows.
It was the USA Network, like in the 80s, had a bunch of these game shows. Nice. Card Sharks might have been a part of that lineup, but I remember the license plate game show. And then the Press Your Luck, of course. You remember Press Your Luck? You remember the guy who ran the tables? Like, he was some sort of savant who figured out the exact pattern of no whammies for this guy.
I kind of remember him. I kind of remember the show, but I don't remember much about it.
Yeah, they might have made a documentary or a movie about it, but he timed out like exactly how to run up the score on that thing, and then had to change how the whole thing worked.
I'm probably going and back. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, and then the Love Connection was another one that as a 9-year old, I guess I found fascinating. I don't know why.
I'd sit there and
watch it with my mom. Oh yeah, she's gonna pick 2. Oh no, it's gonna be 3 for sure.
But the dating game, that was so simple. It was like those three guys, and it was just great. There was nothing, you know, that was like the first reality show, kind of.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the Chuck Woolery had a gimmick that was memorable, the 2 and 2. And so that was a memorable one for me.
Yeah. Did you watch Joker's Wild? I'm probably going back to the 70s there.
Oh, yeah. That was Wink, wasn't it? Wink was
Wink
on that
Martindale.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Joker's Wild. I mean, it was similar to Card Sharks. If I'm getting them right, Card Sharks is a little bit different. And it wasn't Wink, but it was the other guy that was on all of them. Don't remember his name.
Right. My guest is Stuart J. Waddles. You're welcome to join us, folks. Text in if you have something you remember about game shows or cartoons. We'll do some country music, some forgotten 80s songs, TV shows, whatever you think. Let's go to 80s song, because you and I had a very similar one. Conrad, did you pull Billy Vera and the Beaters?
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of that. From Family Ties, this is Alex P. Keaton professing his love for his girlfriend, right?
What did you think I would do at this moment?
And then he starts dancing with her, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're standing before me.
All right, you can lower it a little, Conrad.
We had a TV in my kitchen. It was a little itty bitty thing that hung underneath the table or the counter. And I remember being at dinner once, and it was already in syndication, but like that episode was on in the background, and I just had to get up and go and watch just because that song came on. And I was again probably 8 or 9 years old. But yeah, that was a memorable one. That was a forgotten one.
That was a very memorable. In fact, I liked that show when it was on. I watched it like first run, and I started watching it again recently. Family Ties, we're talking about. And I just watched the pilot, and pilots are always weird. So I am going to stick with it a little bit, because I loved that moment. I think I was in high school and it was just a great, I liked that character too. Alex P. Keaton. He was a good character.
Yeah, well, and again, that song, it was a moment. It was a cultural touchstone, if you will, where it just, I think it grabbed people. And I don't know if it was forgotten or not, but I mean, I don't hear enough people talking about Billy Vera and the Beaters, to be honest with you, Pete.
I think that was, I think that's a good one. And then you had two other ones you added that you sent me. There'll Be Sad Songs, Billy Ocean, great one. That's a great forgotten song.
Yeah.
And Force MDs. Tender Love.
Oh yeah, and I'm looking at these songs now, and I guess I'm big on slow jams.
Yeah,
but yeah, Tender Love is a fun one. I think people forgot about. My favorite part is the Force MD's album cover. Go toss that in your Google.
I know. I did notice that. I was like, oh, Stuart's going for the slow dances, and the he's a romantic at heart. I didn't see that coming. But I have some of those too. I have Slave to Love by Brian Ferry. From the movie 9 1/2 Weeks, great song. Harden My Heart by Quarterflash. Remember that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Not a crazy obscure one. I had Lips Like Sugar, like Tom from New Berlin. That was
That's
on my
a good
list.
One.
Yeah, and then this is kind of a one that you probably don't. Glenn Frey, I wasn't a huge fan of his solo stuff, but I remember slow dancing with this girl at a dance, and I had this biggest crush on her, and the song was...
Smuggler's Blues?
Yes. Yeah, she was a drug runner, but she had a heart of gold.
Yeah, he was pushing some weight. Yes,
exactly. No, she was. The song was. I think it's the one you love. It's called "Are You Going to Stay with the One Who Loves You, or Are You Going Back to the One You Love?" It was really the lyrics were good, and it was just a moment from my teens that stayed with me, because I knew she had a cartel coming in to pick her up in a few minutes. And I savored the moment.
You got Terry Barr coming up, right?
We do.
You tell Terry Barr I was in a bar band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in my early radio career working at a country station, and the guy who ran the joint was really good with the guitar, and he knew some other ringers. So we like kind of got those gigs as a radio station and opened up for Trace Adkins and Chris Cagle.
Oh, wow.
So I rocked the Brat Stop before.
Oh, very cool. All right, so when we come back, let's do this. Let's pick up with some country, some forgotten country, because I actually like a couple 80s tunes, too, and you can tell us a little bit more about your...
Keep me on for another segment.
Your caterwaul.
Nice.
I will. Can you stay through the news? The award-winning Civic Media News team, of which you're a part?
Sure.
All right, fantastic. Stuart Wiles is going to hang out on a Friday night here at Nightlight. We're coming back. Stay tuned for award-winning news here at Civic Media. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight.